So this will be a scene with Luciano and Aria. This is while they're still a happy couple. Things are still going beautifully, wonderfully, and they're just so desperately in love and obsessed with each other. They're at a prestigious Broadway play, and it's just, unfortunately, just cringe terrible. They're very disappointed, sitting in their chairs, and they keep looking over at each other, making pained faces through the show. They're both dressed up very formally. Aria is in a beautiful gown, her hair is pinned up like a goddess, and Luciano is in a suit with an authentic handmade Milan hat on his lap. Aria holds his hand, but she flips his hand over, slowly tracing over his palm with one finger, gently and delicately. She then starts rubbing her hand into his, massaging and seducing. He looks over at her with a side eye, and she continues to, oh so gently, move her fingers across his palm. He tilts his head back a little. She slides his hand up her leg as she pulls her dress up a little. He looks over at her, and everything around them starts to blur and become a shade of passion pink, with steamy, smoky atmospheric backdrop. She pulls his finger up to her lips and traces over her mouth. He leans back a little, and she licks his finger. She puts his hand back down towards his lap, but lifting his hat and sliding her hand under. Panel of his face, his eyes are closed and his mouth is just barely parted. There's a panel of her sparkling eyes open with lust. Her fingers feeling around gently and then squeezing into his thigh, making him twitch. His jaw is clenched. His collar is tight and a little trickle of sweat on his temple as he tries to look dignified and composed. After all, they're still sitting in the theater. Inner monologue of Luciano. Her fingers are claiming me as her own, choosing me and making the world disappear. I can hear nothing but her breath and my bloody pulse singing in my ears. She brings her skirt up a little more to show him her lack of underwear around her hips. And then she pulls it back down and sits composed and elegantly like nothing ever happened. The next few minutes, she is playing with her necklace. Luciano crosses his leg over and looks very heated up. She smiles over at him and finger combs her hair towards him and watches the show and watches his struggle. He can't focus, and she leans over with her mouth near his ear. She cups her hand over his ear, and she makes a small, quiet groan. There's a close-up panel of goosebumps and hair lifting from his arm and neck. A close-up of her eyes. His eyes spark, eyebrows up. He brings his hand up to his chest in a, who, me? Look in his eye. He looks around. He looks around with a childlike glee smile on his face. He sees the neon lit exit sign in the back corner and he nods over with his head with a let's get out of here grin and wink. He gets up and slides across a few people who are still seated, holding his hat over his lap, and they sneak out of the fire escape stairwell outside. The next panels they're seen outside. He's still in his three-piece suit. She's wearing her beautiful gown, and they're outside on the rusty industrial scaffolding, the fire escape. The wind is blowing towards her dress and through her hair. Snowflakes are spiraling around them. He's wearing the hat at this point, but the wind pulls it off his head and it blows through the air. He reaches out to catch it, but just barely misses it. But thankfully, Aria reaches one arm out and catches it in her fingertips just barely. He leans in and kisses her against the wall as she continues to hold the hat around him. She reaches for her dress and bunches it up in one hand and runs her other hand down his chest as she starts to go out of view in the panel. A shot of her from the point of view of Luciano. She is kneeling, still holding her dress bunched up in one hand, and in the other hand, she is gripping the rusty rail from the fire escape with his hat still between her fingers. The next panel is still in Luciano's point of view, his arm is holding her hair up with his opera gloves still on. The next panel, you see his finger twirl around her necklace and then pull towards him. She's smiling with her mouth open and her tongue sticking out slightly with heavy lashy eyelids, almost like a succubus. There's a close-up of a snowflake landing on her tongue, and her breath is visible in the cool air. Her breasts are pulled out of her dress, and her necklace is shimmering. Various panels of close-ups, such as the opera gloves being pulled off one at a time, the gloves dangling from his teeth, their hands and forearms pressed against the dirty brick wall, her one leg wrapped around the cold metal rail and the other around him, with his suit coat laying on the ground under her. Close-up of their mouths both open, and another close-up of the bends of her knees and curled toes. Then the scene ends where they are both seen as a white silhouette with them in climax. It shows no details whatsoever, just their bodies almost like a white glow with a warm pink gradient in the background and shimmering white snowflakes.